The next chapter of the Quran Kareem is known as Wal Asr, and this is in the sequence of the Quran. It's chapter number 103. And in regards to the sequence of revelation, this is chapter number 13. And this chapter, being after the previous, is actually very, very apparent. These are the a'mal, the deeds that a person is being distracted from. That a person, al-hakum al-takathur, what was mentioned in the previous chapter, that this chase of this world, behind hankering the things of this world, has kept us away from what is mentioned here. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to prioritize the deeds that are in this chapter. Because this is what we live for. And this chapter is like a culmination of the four chapters, the fourth of a sequence of array of chapters. This is like the completion regarding the plight of mankind. And at the end, what is man's condition is loss if he does not correct himself. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the means of correcting ourselves and reinforcing ourselves through these actions and through these deeds that are mentioned in this chapter. Imam Razi rahimahullah explains that this chapter has a very severe warning that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decided loss for everyone except, there's an exception, except those who will carry out these four deeds. And this shows that man's salvation is conditional to these four deeds, meaning to come out of destruction and loss, khusr, we have to carry out all four of these actions. And not just any of the four, that we have a choice to carry out which of the four, but all four has to be carried out and implemented and practiced by every person who wants salvation and who wants to come out of loss and destruction. That's why Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah says, if this was the only chapter for the guidance of humanity, it would be sufficient. Because if man has to do this for, it is the greatest means of salvation and protection. Imagine you were inside a structure, a steel structure, and it has four locks. Until you open all four locks and unlock them, you can never get out. So to the lock, these deeds, carrying out these deeds is opening these locks in that room of destruction that one and all is in. The practices in this chapter are so important that when Sahaba radiallahu anhum would depart from each other, they would recite to each other this chapter of the Quran Kareem. Allah give us tawfiq. This chapter starts, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions an oath. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, wal asr, innal insana lafi khusr. As we learned before, one is the oath and then the response to the oath or the objective behind the oath. So Allah is taking an oath by the token of time. So, wal asr, this is Allah taking an oath by time. And this is how important time is. That time should not be wasted. And time is equated to something similar to something like fresh juice. Because asir is juice and it has to be squeezed. Here, there's a similitude being presented here. As though time passing in our life is like our life is being squeezed away and taken from us. So, wal asr. And that's how valuable time is. Not a second should be wasted. Every moment is valuable. Every second is valuable. We have to make it count. Because life is like that merchant who's selling ice. And he doesn't have a refrigerator. And he's walking around town. And if he does not get that ice sold, it's melting away. In the same way, no matter what we do, our lives are melting away. Step by step, breath by breath. Chupke chupke, rafta rafta, dam ba dam, step by step, second by second, breath by breath. Hayatuka anfasun tu'addu fa kullama mada nafasun in taqasta bihi juz'a. The friend of Allah says, your life is but counted breaths. Innama na'uddu lahu 'adda. Counted breaths. Every breath one takes, he's actually devouring from his lifespan that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a specific lifespan. And we're eating from that. And there's nothing we can do about it. There's nothing that can halt that time. Because time has an impact with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the time that has passed can never be brought back. That's why we have to value every moment. We have to value every second. Allah's Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that there's two bounties. Many are beguiled regarding. نِعْمَتَانْ مَغْبُونٌ فِيهِمَا كَثِيرٌ مِنَ النَّاسِ. Many are tricked regarding these two bounties. Number one, as-sihha, health. What a ni'mat of Allah is health. The other is al-faragh, is time. When one has time, let's not take it for granted. And Ramadan is the chance to actually correct
our time management. Ramadan is not to waste time. Like some people, you ask them, you know, how are you spending Ramadan? He says, I'm taking it easy. Actually, Ramadan is not to take it easy. It's to exert ourselves towards Allah, towards Akhirah. And if one spends his Ramadan correctly, Allah will help him to spend his entire life correctly. Money was lost, it can still be made again, acquired again, earned again. The time that is gone will never ever come back. Regarding this bounty of health, one day Allah's Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in Salah and Sahaba radiallahu anhum were discussing. And interestingly, the discussion on that occasion was, what's the best avenue to earn? So one Sahabi said, you know, the best thing to go into is flock, livestock. Another said, you know, crop farming and different discussions. It was just a casual discussion. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam completed his salah and then said to Sahaba radiallahu anhum, La ba'sa bil ghina, O my Sahaba, there's no harm to have wealth. It's not wrong, it's not a bad thing to be wealthy and rich, as long as لِمَنِ اتَّقَ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلَ, as long as with that wealth one has the consciousness of Allah, one has taqwa, لِمَنِ اتَّقَ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلَ. Then Allah's Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَالصِّحَّةُ مِنَ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ مِنَ الْغِنَى. If Allah blessed you with the gift of health, that is a greater bounty than even wealth. And Allahu Akbar. Allah's Habib said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then, وَطِيبُ النَّفْسِ مِنَ النَّعِيمِ. To be able to be happy and contented and be in a good mood, these are part of the bounties of Jannah. To be happy. What a ni'mat of Allah is to be happy with Allah and to be happy with the situation Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed us in and make shukr for that. My grandfather once told me the story of Henry Ford. You know, the founder of this Ford conveyance. He one day, from the top of his balcony, in his state of, you know, sickness, because he was, you know, semi-paralyzed with difficulty, he gets there to the balcony, and he couldn't eat food. Food was suctioned into him with this, with the pipe. And he sees his gardener from the top. He sees him at the bottom, taking his tea break, opening his bread with some butter, and having some simple tea, and sit down there on the ground and partake of this meal. And he looks down from the top and he thinks to himself. And then he calls him and he says, you know, I would be able to give you everything I have just to be able to do what you are doing. So let's not take the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for granted and then feel that why someone else has this or that. Let's utilize what Allah has given us for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam states that look at those in deen, look at those who are excelling and better than us in deen, so that we can become better. And in the world, and in wealth, and in dunya, let's look at those less fortunate than us and appreciate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's bounties. Let's culminate with this discussion that let's not waste our time. The first oath here is wal asr, by the token of time. There's a continuation in this discussion. We will continue. Wa sallallahu ala nabi al-ummi bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وصلى الله على النبي الأمي برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين الحمد لله we are in the discussion of سورة العصر where Allah سبحانه وتعالى takes an oath in the Quran الكريم by something very very important. Also something to note is this is in the Quran الكريم there are so many oaths and this is the last one, the last oath in the Quran الكريم. In the sequence of Quran chapter 103 and in the sequence of Revelation Chapter 13. The surah was revealed after surah Inshirah, Alam Nashrah, and before Al-Adiyat. This previous chapter, Allah mentioned salvation. Here Allah mentions the means to salvation. What are the causes of salvation and success? In the previous chapter, Allah Ta'ala warns us about occupying ourselves and prioritizing the world. In this surah, Allah tells us, what should we then occupy ourselves in? If we should not prioritize this world and things of this world, what should we make the goal and the purpose of our life the hereafter? So this is what Allah tells us in this chapter. So wal asr is about the importance of time. Allah takes an oath by the token of time. So how important is time? And through time we learn so much. And one is the importance of time. Or scholars explain that this is referring to the times of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Allah is taking an oath by that time. Or the other meaning of asr, and also how important is time, that it squeezes us away and it passes so quickly, that our life just passes so quickly through time. And whatever time has passed will never ever come back.
Another meaning of wal asr is referring to the asr prayer. How important is the salatul asr? Emphasized in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherein Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that he who misses his asr prayer, the loss is so mammoth and severe, the loss is so great, it's even worse than one losing one's entire belongings and family. As though a person comes home and he finds nothing there. He had family, he had wealth, and everything is just no longer there. Everything is destroyed. What a loss would that be? A greater loss is one missing all his salah, and more so the asr prayer. Missing any salah is severe, but more so the asr, Allah Ta'ala save us. This is emphasized in the Quran elsewhere as well. حَافِظُوا عَلَى الصَّلَوَاتِ وَالصَّلَاتِ الْوُسْطَى. Allah Ta'ala says, preserve and guard all the prayers. And the wusta prayer. According to most mufassirin, this is the asr prayer. So here Quran takes oath by this prayer. Then Quran makes a statement, which is the response to the oath, or the purpose for which the oath was made. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. Verily, humanity, verily, mankind is at a loss. Is certainly at a loss. So mankind is in loss. This is the emphasis. This is what is emphasized in this chapter. Interestingly, elsewhere in the Quran mentions man's loss with more emphasis, khusran. So here man is at loss, khusr. But elsewhere in the Quran, Allah mentions khusran. But khusran is that loss that cannot be salvaged. A person that cannot come out of that destruction. Allah inna al-khasirin, alladhina khasiru anfusahum wa ahlihim yawm al-qiyamah. The true losers are those who lose their themselves and their families on the day of judgment. Ala dhalika huwa al-khusranul mubin. That is the greatest loss. So this is khusr. That is khusran. Because here a person can still make right the loss, the condition that he's in. If he corrects himself, he can come out of that loss. But that one, where a person will come on the day of judgment in this condition, that is khusran. Where a person can never come back to the world to make things right. Interestingly, in that verse, خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَهْلِيهِمْ. They have lost themselves and their family members. We learn something very important. When a person follows a path which is contrary to deen, a path which is destructive, he then influences those around him, his family members, because he doesn't just go into this destructive path on his own. That's why this is how important it is for us to follow the correct path so that we can also influence and inspire our family members alike. But anyway, this is loss in the world, khusr. And this can be salvaged. We can come out of this pitiable state. Allah Ta'ala makes an exception. So man is at loss, but Allah gives us a way to come out of loss. That's why an exception is made. Illa is an exception. So there's an exception to this loss. Meaning, if we want to come out of this loss, we have to do what Quran says. And what Quran wants us to do to come out of this loss, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. Man is at loss, except those who. Allah Ta'ala mentions four things that every one of us need to do here. Everyone is important. Quran doesn't give us a choice about which of the four we want to do and which ones we don't want to do. Quran instructs us to come out of loss, we have to do all four.